Welcome back to Here's What I Don't Get, from north to south, east to west, the only formerly international podcast to tackle all of life's toughest issues, now tackling those little tiny things that annoy the shit out of you, but that you can't talk about for a full episode. I'm your host, Tad Burt. With me today, as always, my friend Tim the Handlebreaker.
Yep.
And joining us in studio, Dead Helm.
Yo, what's up?
For this mini-sode, we just finished Way of the Gun. A movie that we watched, and that's really all you can say about it.
It's a movie where there's a man near the beginning. He takes six revolvers, puts one bullet in each of the revolvers, spins the barrels, puts them in a burlap sack, and then pulls one out and plays Russian roulette. It's like a
double Russian
roulette. The Way of the Gun makes you want to do that to yourself.
But instead of six revolvers, it's just one revolver and it has six rounds in it.
Yes.
That way you know you can win.
Yeah.
You know, my I had a neighbor that killed himself playing Russian roulette.
Yes. Yeah.
And nothing of value was lost.
Yeah.
So here we are. We'll do more catching up for the regular episode. We're recording this before episode 232. Which is a week ahead of time. Next week we're going to not have anything to do. It might be great.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's jump into some mini issues. Tim, what's your first mini issue this
year? Here's what I don't get. The 4K size balloon. I know that when, so in 2005 when the Xbox 360 came out.
Feels like a history lesson.
Yeah, right. Games were still on DVDs, and DVDs held 4.3 gigabytes.
Or 7.8 if you did the dual layer. Yeah.
So games were maximum 8 gigabytes. And then that started becoming a size constraint. And so games would ship with like two discs.
And you'd install one, you'd play on one.
Yep. Or, like I remember Battlefield 3. The first disc was like a HD texture pack.
Yeah. I think Fallout 3 was a two-disc game, wasn't it? Where you installed and there was a play.
Maybe the Game of the Year edition was?
I think, yeah.
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 The Game of the Year edition, I think, had all the DLC on one disc.
I think that's what it was, yeah. So you installed that and then you played on the other one.
Yep. But I remember the good old days where like a big patch for a game, like Mass Effect, right? Mass Effect 3, when it got its big patch, was like 1.5 gigs was pushing it. And there's a reason Tab's laughing, is because like that would have been like 2012.
Yeah.
So not even 10 years ago. But now then we switched over to Blu-ray, and now we're doing like 4K Blu-ray stuff. And
Blu-ray is what 50 gigs?
50 gigs.
Yeah.
A dual layer Blu-ray can do 100, but those are like super expensive.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what 4K Blu-rays are. It's just dual layer Blu-rays.
Yeah. The going from like HD 1080 to 4K is like we've jumped from games being 20 to 30 gigs. You know, and then near the end of that life cycle, it was like, oh, well, Red Dead Redemption 2 or whatever is pushing the limit. So it's you've got two discs for that. But that's video games. Everything is going to 4K.
Yeah.
And so that means the file sizes for everything are pushing it. I've been doing the finishing touches on our steak video. In fact, we just watched a
preliminary export.
Yeah, a preliminary cut the other day. And half of that we shot in 4K because 4K looks real good.
Yeah.
And you can do it. So why not? I'll tell you why not. Because my Mac is from 2012. It's got some upgrades, a little extra RAM. It's got an SSD and an HDD. But it's still from 2012. The SSD is 256 gigs. which is a problem, which I would always be like, if all you want is to throw your OS on a boot drive, 256.
If you're using a Facebook machine.
Sure,
256 is more than enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But even if you're not, if you just want it, like just your OS on its own drive, 256 usually is enough. But it's like everything is creeping up so much. I think the OS takes up 60 gigs on that drive.
That's way too much for the OS.
It's way too much.
Yeah. I remember back at Windows XP and Windows took up a gigabyte of your disk. And it was like, you know, that was when a big disk was 20 or 40 gigs.
Yeah.
It's like, man, so much space for this OS. And now I don't even know how much Windows 10 is. I think it's a lot.
It's at least 32, I think.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So like I've been having to clear stuff off my SSD just to make room for the Final Cut library of this video, like render files and not optimized media, like transcoded 4K stuff that, you know, makes it so that it's not, when I'm editing, it's not in 4K.
Yeah.
The proxy footage. It's getting ridiculous. Because I'm looking at 2 terabyte external SSDs to hook up to this thing. And I'm thinking to myself, well, like a 2 terabyte external SSD is in the range of $200 to $250.
Yeah.
Like for that much, I might as well just buy a new Mac Mini.
Yeah.
Or a real computer. I might as well just buy a new, but like a new Mac Mini is $800.
Yeah.
And we'll have like that storage built in.
And you won't be able to upgrade it ever.
No, I won't. Yeah. But like this, the upgrades I could do on this are for the hard drives.
Yeah. But then you at least you have space. I mean, I processor power would be good. GPU would be good for rendering your videos.
But, yeah.
At that point, I would just transfer over
to Premiere.
Your PC and do everything in Premiere.
Yeah.
Because your PC is going to be a lot more user friendly long term.
Yeah, but then I'd have to also transfer over to Ableton for music stuff.
Well, you could still use your Mac Mini for music stuff. Just not for video anymore, because video is too big.
It's too big.
Yeah, but it's just gonna get worse.
It's gonna get worse,
and
yeah,
nothing seems to want to adjust with that, right?
Yeah,
like now, so you know, I don't know, 10 years ago when streaming was really starting to pick up steam, ISPs started to kind of limit how much you could use, how much space you could have, bandwidth. And it's fine because we were streaming in like maybe 1080. 1080 was what you were getting from if you had good internet and a good service.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, it's no big deal. It's streaming. But then and you might be the only guy on your block that's streaming.
Yeah.
But now everybody on your block is streaming to 3 or 4 TVs in the same house, 1080 minimum content, usually 4K content. And your ISP is still like, you got a 1 terabyte data cap. It's like, well, yeah, but 1 terabyte is like 3.5 hours of watching television.
Yeah.
In this house, since we can't watch the same, we can't sit down and watch the same show.
Of course not. We'll watch it in different rooms. Yeah.
And nothing is adjusting for that. You know, video games are getting on bigger. Instead of a push back to physical media, right?
Yeah.
Where it's okay, this game is 50 gigs. The new Call of Duty is like 120 gigs, right?
Yeah.
Most recent update was about 140 gigs.
Yeah. Instead of that being on a disc where you buy a disc and you install it, it's like, oh, no, you buy this through Steam and download it to your computer and suck up half of your internet bandwidth for the month and also time and also, you know, computer space. It's like, why doesn't this come on a disc and I can play it on a disc? Oh, because your computer doesn't have a disc player anymore. Fuck you. I think the PlayStation 5 right? You buy a disc for a game, you put the disc in the tray, you put it, the thing starts up, and it's like, all right, downloading this game from the internet. Like, why are you downloading it from the internet? It's on this disc. Just fucking play the disc.
I don't know that it does that. I don't think it does that. It
downloads a bunch of shit from the internet. It pisses me off. That's all I know, is I'm tired of everything taking forever to download because everything has to be big, and I can't just watch a movie on my player, the disc player. You know, my Blu-ray machine, I have to, like, accept this ridiculous terms of service of all this data that they can just harvest and share in order to make it work with the internet. And it's like, fucking good. I'm glad it doesn't work with the internet. I don't want it to. I hate you.
I'm just watching movies.
I'm just watching movies that are on a disc. I don't need you to update the movie. I remember my first Blu-ray player, it had like a SD card slot, and you could put an SD card slot in there, and it would hold updates, and there would be like updates to movies. And so you'd put in a movie sometimes, and then it would stream trailers. Because the disc is like, there are supposed to be three trailers on this. But, you know, this trailer on your physical media is from 5 years ago. So it would go Blu-ray live and find whatever Universal's new trailer was and play those sometimes.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And I think the disc had to have it like encoded on there, and there had to be a service that would provide it. But basically, if it was connected to the internet, sometimes I would get new trailers on old movies, which was still annoying because I'd rather just have no trailers on my Blu-ray disc.
Yeah.
And it would download updates for things. I would put in disc and it'd be like, there is an update for this disc. It was weird. And I thought that was cool at first. And usually they were small. It'd be like an 8 megabyte update, which is usually a trailer or something, or a like SRT file for new subtitles or whatever. It was very weird. And then, when that Blu-ray player broke and I bought a new one, I was like, yeah, I'm not really missing that feature. I don't need this to have the internet, because that Blu-ray player had Netflix.
Oh,
but okay. it was a very old version of Netflix.
Yes.
Before this menu tile system we have now, it was back in the old system where I had to have things on my watch list.
Yes.
And I would go to the Netflix app on my Blu-ray player, and it would just be my watch list, and I could scroll through and select things that
was
were.
Was it that old looking layout where you click something and it's like right in the center?
Yeah,
and so there's a bunch of squares.
Your thing is in the center, and everything next to it is off to the sides, and like it's slowly getting further and further away.
Yep.
Yeah, it was exactly like that. And so you click that, and it would whir for a second, and then it would pop up, and you'd have like a play, resume, start, and a little bit of information about it. Yeah. No pictures. I think there were. It was like posters. You'd see the posters, but no like previews,
moving preview.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It was really great. I wish Netflix would go back to that, because Netflix sucks now.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You're fucking, now you go on Netflix, right? And you're just scrolling through and you pause for half a second and it starts playing a trailer. Like, that's bandwidth that's coming, that's
eating
up in yours.
Yeah.
And I don't know what resolution those are in. Probably only 720, but still, like, all this shit is ballooning in size and nothing is accommodating for it. Your ISP is like, yeah, well, it looks like you stream a lot of 4K content. You're going to have to pay a lot more. Like, yeah, but so does everyone else. Just make that the plan. Just make that the plan. Stop sending me emails. It pisses me off. Meanwhile, and the other thing that pisses me off about it, right? Because like torrenting, I torrent a movie in 4K.
Yeah, yeah.
I can watch that movie over and over and over again at 4K. But if I watch, you know, like, let's say Unhinged. We go sit and watch Unhinged in 4K on Amazon Prime, and then tomorrow I want to watch it again. I'm essentially downloading that movie twice, because it doesn't stay on the TV's buffer. I have maybe 3 minutes of movie on my TV at any time.
Sure.
A Roku stick or your computer, whatever you're watching it on. So, I don't know, it's such a scam. The way these file sizes are getting bigger, and we just keep getting fucked by them. Now you need bigger SD cards to put in your camera.
Yeah.
Now you need, you know, bigger, you need a better port to transfer the data between your computer. Your computer needs a bigger hard drive to hold it all. Your Dropbox needs to be, you need to buy premium Dropbox above what you already had in order to share this stuff. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think that, like, Google Drive, right? You get a terabyte free or something.
Not anymore.
What do you get free?
15 gigs.
So 15 gigs is going to be almost worthless. Like, yeah, you can save some Word documents, but you can't pictures too. I mean, the picture size on the cameras that you and I have, they're insane. They're huge. Yeah. They're huge files.
I used to have like multiple pictures saved on a floppy disk.
I remember
as a kid, remember?
Yeah.
Like, here's all my favorite Dragon Ball Z pictures on a floppy disk.
I remember my mom got this nice digital camera.
1.44 megabytes.
She got this nice digital camera. It wasn't a DSLR,
but it
was a point and shoot, but it was a more hefty point and shoot. Yeah. And I think it was by Nikon, and didn't come with an SD card. And so she had one. It was like a 128 megabyte.
Yeah, yeah.
Megabyte.
Yes.
At the time. And so I went and shopped around, and I found some 2 gigabyte memory cards. Oh, this is like 2004, 2005.
Uh-huh.
2 gigabyte memory cards for $35.
Yes.
And I bought one and put it in your camera. It's like, you can take 10,000 pictures. She's like, wow, I'll never have to like get a new memory card ever again. And I think I now still have that memory card because I just have a stack of memory cards in this little thing I keep my flash.
You put that in your camera now.
Put that in my camera now. Like, click. Sorry, that picture couldn't save. This thing's fucked. Like, or record on a video. Like, happy birthday. Oh, hold on, I gotta change the card to you. All right. It's gone. it's crazy the way everything has gotten so much bigger. Yeah. You know, our phones now, I think this is like a 64 gigabyte phone storage, built-in storage.
Yes.
And then, and it's good because even though Android phones still have SD card slots, they don't fucking do anything anymore.
No.
You used to be able to transfer all your apps to the SD card.
Not anymore.
Can't do that. It'll let you do it. On one of my old phones, it let me do it. I think it was my Z2.
Yeah.
It let me do it, right? But then the next time my phone restarted, all those apps are just gone. I had to reinstall them and lost all the data. And I was like, why was that an option if it doesn't work?
And then, I mean, and now they won't even let you delete them.
Yeah, and all those built-in bloatware apps.
Yeah, they don't let you delete them. It's like you can run this back to its like version 1.0 if you want.
Yeah, which is baked into the OS and force stop it and disable it so it's not eating up your processor all the time. I have a lot of disabled apps. That's where you get the good porn.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's on the disabled apps. Man. Well, it's only going to get worse, Tim, especially as 100% fake news starts. Here comes 8K. We just got to stop, man. I think 4K has really got to be the end of it.
But 8K.
But when 4K came out, I was like, meh.
Yeah.
1080 looks great.
It does.
But the thing that 4K adds, which is what justifies it to me, is the high dynamic range.
Oh yeah.
And the way you can get this great separation of color in 4K that you can't get in 1080, you probably could. It would just be like 1080 plus.
Yeah.
That to me makes 4K worthwhile, but I don't see how you could get that any better.
8K.
But that's just more pixels. It's not a better picture.
8K.
All right.
Yeah.
It's what plants crave. Well, here's for my first mini issue this month. Here's what I don't mini get. Handedness. You're right-handed.
Yeah.
Dad, tell me what handed are you? Right-handed. My stepmom's left-handed. One of my sisters is left-handed. And we went to dinner last night. And so my dad and my stepmom can sit next to each other and eat because one of them is right-handed. Uh-huh. And one of them's left-handed.
Okay, makes sense.
They're eating on the opposite sides, right? But I'm sitting with my right-handed sister on my left side. So her elbow is constantly... And she, you know, when I eat, my elbow's in.
Yeah.
her elbow is out like she's trying to stiff arm me fucking away from her plate. So her little bony elbow is just jabbing into me the whole time. And then meanwhile, the other sister is on my right hand side, left handed. So we're just like fucking slamming shit all night. It's like, what is going on? And I thought of this issue before that, but the whole thing is weird. Like, it's weird that we have it like, in my mind, it's like I have a good hand and a bad hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fuck this hand. This hand doesn't do shit.
If you lost it, you could live.
Yeah, it's like,
right? You can do shit.
It's instantaneous. What hand do you want cut off? Left hand, right off.
Immediately.
not even a question.
Nope.
What am I going to do with this? I'll get a little prosthetic that I can rest my pool cue on.
Yeah.
It's weird, and it's weird because there are some stuff. There's some stuff I can do with my left hand that I can't do with my right hand, like the lighting board that I use primarily, EOS. It has two encoder wheels. If I'm looking at it, they're down on the right hand side that are for pan and tilt for moving fixtures, and then there's also color stuff there. There's a whole touchscreen and encoders. So when I'm working, I'm typically running the encoders with my right hand, and I'm running the keys with my left hand.
Yeah.
And I can fucking whiz across these keys with my left hand. It knows where everything is. It's the one good thing it's good at.
Okay.
But I'm not very good at it with my right hand, as I found out when we did Road Rage Chicago. I tripped and fell right before the show and fucked up my left hand real bad. And then we get to the theater, they have an EOS console, and they're like, we don't have a lighting guy that can run this. And I go, I can do that. Yeah. I do this for a living. And so I go in there and I go to try and start keying stuff in. And I'm like, oh God, I can't use this hand. And it was this excruciating process of having to go like click, click, click. Cause I'm not used to all of my keys being near each other in the right order. It was really weird. It's weird that we make stuff based on hands. Did you know this? Hammers are designed and to be used with your right hand.
How?
The way the weight's balanced, you can only use them right-handed. And so they will make special left-handed hammers for left-handed people. Yeah.
I had no idea there was left-handed hammers.
And then the crazier thing is, you take a left-handed hammer, you put it in your right hand, and it's fucking, you're like, why doesn't this work? You think a hammer's a hammer, right?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not. They're balanced for handedness. And there's a right-hand bias in the world, not like a discrimination, but we just do stuff based on the right hand because we think that's the way everyone is, but it's like 60-40. Yeah,
righty's in charge. We know, we all know righty's in charge.
We got big right going on. I don't know. It's goofy.
It's weird. You know what? I was thinking about this guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So when you play guitar, one hand does fretting, which is like intricate detail work. The other hand,
the strumming and picking.
Strumming, picking. It can be like delicate and detailed, but for you know, for the most part, it's a lot of like it's you know, simple big movements.
Yeah.
Why? I'm right-handed. Shouldn't my right hand be doing like the delicate?
I always wondered that too.
Yeah. My right hand should be the one. My right hand should be my fretting hand.
Yeah, because it's the good one.
Yeah, it's the good one.
This is the bad one.
Yeah.
Why is it able to do this other work? Why can't it run the EOS console and this one can't?
Yeah.
Why can this one make a G chord and this one can't?
Yes, exactly.
What is going on? Why can't you guys communicate and just fucking figure it out? It's that we have that whole phrase, like the right hand doesn't know what the left is doing.
Yeah.
It's, and it seems to be like semi-biological, right?
Both
of my parents, right-handed. Uh-huh. I'm right-handed. But my stepmom, obviously, left-handed, and she has a kid who's left-handed. One's right-handed, one's left-handed.
Yeah. Like,
it's just goofy that this comes along. My uncle, and then there are people who are ambidextrous who apparently have two good hands. My uncle was ambidextrous, but he was still primarily left-handed. But he was only ambidextrous because when he was a kid, it was considered like
the devil, devil's hand.
Well, yeah, to be left-handed, so he was forced to learn everything right-handed.
Yeah,
but this was still more. I mean, like such a little thing. Check this out. This is a great example, right? I'm going to take this pen, and I'm going to write my name.
I'll do the same thing with my left hand.
With my right hand, it's not great. I have shitty handwriting, but then if I try and take it and write it left-handed, like everything's slanted the wrong way. It looks like a child wrote this.
I can't even finish the word handlebreaker.
It looks like a child wrote the bottom one. Look at that, Tim. That's embarrassing. It's frankly embarrassing. That's such a simple thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. What a difference.
So there's your good one. If you're not watching the video, you should be. And there's your bad one.
Yeah.
It's like a messy scrawl. It's one of those, he had to write the second part of Breaker on another line because he ran out of space.
Yeah.
That's
like, it's like I forgot how to do the E.
It's like you had a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I imagine if I had a stroke, I'd be like, my name. Like, I can even write better
holding
with
badly.
A fist,
yeah.
Than I can with it's goofy. It's goofy that is I wonder if animals have that, right? Does my cat like prefer to paw with the right hand if he's like pawing a little toy around the house, or left paw?
Probably not, because I would assume not on a four-legged creature.
Yeah, or monkeys. What about monkeys? Are they like, oh, I'm right bottom-handed. Yo, you're a left top? We can't hang out. I'm a left bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, or can you have like a monkey who's quadridexterous? Right?
Yeah.
Do you remember there was
fucking writing four things at once?
Drawing four dicks at the same time. There's in the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes movie, she's like the girl ape. She's like writing something, and then she switches it to her other hand, shows the ambidextrous, and then she puts one hand on her face. I don't remember why I remember the shot so well. And then she puts the second hand on her face, but the quill is still moving.
Yeah.
And you see she's writing with her feet. And I always thought that was really weird. I thought it was weird because, like, if I was writing, if I started to write a sentence, like the quick brown fax jumped over the lazy dog. So I start writing here, the quick brown. And then I switch to my left hand. It would be like, fox jump. God damn it. jumped over. Like, I couldn't do that switch of one side to side, let alone top to bottom.
Yeah, it's like we made this poor man who has dementia write his name at once per year.
Yeah, those things were the that's a great. I love there's a study, I think, where they had someone sign their name and they showed someone with dementia.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they started out with this really nice signature and then it like slowly devolved.
The one
the
I've
years.
Seen is an artist's self-portrait.
I've seen that one too. Yeah. Really saddening stuff. Yeah, so handedness. I don't get it. I don't get why we can't just use both our hands at the same time.
Yep.
I want to train my children to be both
ambidextrous.
Yeah. And it presents really, really early. That's the other thing. Huh. It's not a learned behavior.
No,
it seems
not.
To be built into us because kids will naturally grasp more with one hand than the other. Even I don't know how many weeks it is where they start to grasp, you know, like
your finger.
Their finger and they'll grab it. They will grab with one hand over the other. They will do things with one hand over the other. Kids will suck the opposite thumb.
Huh.
Because they want to keep their good hand free.
Well, I'm going to train my kids to be non-bidextrous.
No hands at all.
No hands at all.
Yeah.
I'm just going to chop their hands off.
They're going to be like Cow and Chicken's parents.
Yes.
Only use their feet.
Uh-huh.
Well, that brings us to the middle of our episode, which means it's time to say thank you to all of our patrons this month for supporting the show. We appreciate your contributions. We hope you've been enjoying it.
Yeah.
And we hope to keep on doing it. I have some news in the regular episode this week that I'm going to tell everybody.
Cool.
So that's good news. So get your wallets out for the free episode. Here's a teaser. This is a teaser for something that's probably... No, this will come out before that episode, because the episode we're recording today doesn't come out until next week.
Yeah.
And this comes out in a few days. So anyway, Tim, what's your second do you get this month?
Here's what I don't get. Forced updates. They're getting stronger about this now.
Yeah.
There's a whole color coding system on Chrome now. They've had it for a little while, but now the button's huge.
Over in the top right-hand corner.
Over in the top right-hand corner. It starts off yellow, like saying, hey, caution, there's an update for you. And then...
like that one.
Yeah. It starts out yellow, but then it gets... Then it, like, starts turning blood red and is like, if you don't fucking update Chrome right now, I'm going to delete all your bookmarks. and then specifically what it is my tablet. My tablet does this thing where it's like Android has an update. You can prolong this update 3 times.
Yeah.
It's like holding me
ransom. I don't want your update because your updates suck.
Yeah, I barely even have you connected to the internet as is.
With Chrome recently on the phones, they updated and they changed the tab view to a grid for some reason. And then the grid will group your tabs based on the website and sometimes based on if there are keywords in the title. So it's really, it's piss poor navigation. Yeah, it's just awful. And it makes it harder to... like flick away tabs I don't need anymore. Yeah. And so I wanted to go back to the old way and I looked it up and it's in the Chrome flags, right? Chrome flags, disable the new tab grid.
I do the same thing.
Disabled. Perfect. And then overnight Chrome updates again and fucking the grid's back.
The grid's back. The tab groups are gone. I don't have those.
Yeah. So but
it's still that new grid.
Go through and look at all the flags for grouping tabs, grid layout, any of it. Disable everything. Restart my phone. Get my tabs back. And then fucking Chrome updates again. And it brings the grid layout. And I was about to fucking launch my phone through a wall. Because then I went into all the flags. And, of course, they are all
reset.
No, they weren't all reset, but to me, they look all like they're disabled. But one of them was set to, it was set to something goofy. The grid layout was set to something goofy instead of disabled, like I had it set to. It's like, fucking nobody wants this. And the people that do want this only want it because they're too stupid to figure out how to not have it.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate it. I hate updates. The book reading program I used, it updated and it added... So it's free, right? You can pay to use it or it's free. And if it's you use the free version, when you close your book, it will show you an ad.
Like my Kindle, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a little banner ad at the bottom of the thing when you're trying to find your book in the system. Well, with the update, this banner ad just stayed at the top of your book. So I'm trying to read a book.
And there's an ad.
And there's an ad there. And then they would also add ads into pages. So I'd be like, you know, I'm on page 50, and then I scroll, add. Scroll again, 51. Like you are ruining the process. Yeah. You've ruined your product.
Yeah.
So I gave them a 1-star review and then I found an old APK.
Good.
Downloaded it and installed this version before they just ran their thing into the ground. Yeah. Because it's unusable with the ads in line. And I might have paid you after a while. Like the next time I had to install it, I might have been like, you know, I've used this a lot. It's a good app. I'll go ahead and pay for it.
Yeah.
It's $2.
$2 or whatever. Yeah.
But to put the ads in there to make the user experience so terrible that I'm forced to buy ads in order to have a good experience, that makes you want to find your headquarters and skin everyone in there alive like the Predator.
Yep.
Yeah. These updates have got to stop.
Windows.
Yeah, Windows is real bad.
I mean, at least they're... So far, they'll let you put that off for a week and set it for 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think that comes along. That's another part of this like inflation, the 4K inflation fetish.
Constant updates.
That's the name of the episode right there.
Inflation fetish. Yeah.
is the constant updates. Everything has to download its own updates.
Did you hear about the time that a bunch of Sonic the Hedgehog fans artificially inflated the U.S. economy? Yeah, Google Sonic inflation to find out more.
Because we don't need... you can get... People get firmware updates to their refrigerators.
Yeah.
Refrigerators. Microwave ovens. Like, everything has to be smart stuff. Yeah. I think one of my light bulbs updated recently. I know. But last night I'm trying to go to bed and I'm trying to turn off this light bulb. I'm like, why isn't it responding? So I kill the power to it and turn it back on. And when I turn it back on, it flashes and I had to factory reset the whole fucking thing. Add it to my things. I think it's not part of my groups. Just like, fuck you, man. You completely ruined your product with these damn updates. And... limiting features on the way to the update. That is really the, that's how they get you to update your iPhones and stuff. And that's why they suck. Ball sacks.
Hey, you can't call anyone until you update your phone.
Can you imagine that? That day has got to be coming.
Yeah.
Well, I got one more. Here's what I don't get. Boonk. That fucking sound. Fuck you. Here's what I don't get. Clear Ice. Clear Ice is a scam. Yeah. It doesn't exist. Can't be made. So we've been doing cocktails.
Yep.
And I thought one of the fun things if we're doing cocktails would be to have instead of just getting ice out of the freezer, you know, that typical half moon ice.
Cool, fancy ice.
Yeah, do some nice big cubes, some small cubes.
Well,
but
there's an advantage to the big cubes. Is
they
that
melt
they,
slower.
They melt slower.
Yeah. But then with that, the clear ice, it looks nicer than the ice with all the dissolved oxygen in there. So I went online and I've had the ice trays to make big cubes before and they never work. So I went online and I found a thing that's styrofoam and it's directional freezing. From what I read, because I've tried everything.
Yeah.
Let's start here. I have tried double boiling tap water. I've tried distilled water. I've tried double boiling distilled water. I've tried boiling distilled water, putting it in the fridge to cool it down to near freezing, boiling it again, putting it in the fridge to cool it down to near freezing, putting your ice trays, putting it in the freezer, still cloudy ice. I've tried distilled water, putting my ice tray inside another bigger thing of water to try and slow the freezing process. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy one of these professional things. It's a styrofoam holder, and then you put a plastic ice tray in there, and then you put a silicon ice mold into that, and you add water, and theoretically, the ice freezes from top to bottom, and so it pushes all the oxygen. And the oxygen gets trapped below the silicon mold, and I can have nice clear ice. Well, that's a fucking lie, because that doesn't happen.
I think you need to buy a vacuum chamber.
The way that they make clear ice is they freeze a giant thing of ice with directional freezing, not little ice cubes at a time, and then they cut it up into the size they need. It's like that's too much fucking work. I don't want to do that. I want these products to work that I have purchased that don't work, because clear ice is a scam. It's a scam sold to you by Big Cocktail to make you feel bad about your ice.
Yeah.
It's absolutely infuriating, because then those were little smaller ice cubes, little 1-inch ice cubes. And then I bought another one for big 2-inch ice cubes because that fits nicely in old fashioned glass. And again, it's the exact same process. You fill up a thing with, and the other thing is, I've been using distilled water in all these, so there's no particulate in there.
No.
It's just dissolved oxygen. Now, I haven't done the double boiling thing, but I don't even believe the double boiling thing works.
No. If you've already got the distilled water, then you shouldn't have to boil it.
And it's just fucking infuriating because, it should be such an easy thing. I guess if I want nice, clear ice, I have to go buy vault ice or buy a special freezer. Because then I'm reading, you need to keep your freezer at just below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. which most freezers are set to 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
Because you want stuff frozen.
Because you want stuff frozen.
Not a slush.
Not exactly. And I'm like, well, if it's fucking, if my freezer's 32 degrees Fahrenheit, I can't keep anything in there, number one. And then number two, the other thing was that annoyed me. I slowly lowered raised the temperature of the freezer, and I wasn't even close to 0 degrees. I got a set that was like pretty close to nearly crystal clear. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Let me turn it down one more notch. Back to cloudy as fuck. Like, it doesn't matter. So yeah, reading, it's like you need, it's like now I have to buy a special freezer to do this. This is too much of a pain in the ass. To be worth the time it takes to get fucking clear ice for this appearance. And then the other thing is, you put clear ice in a glass and you add liquid to it. You know what it looks like?
What?
Fucking nothing. You can't see it at all. It's just invisible.
Huh.
Yeah, clear ice. It's a scam. It's a scam, and it makes me furious because it feels like a failure on my part.
It does, yeah.
But it's like I've bought the special equipment. The only thing I haven't done is tried a freezer that I can get. But you can't buy freezers that high. Most freezers, the lowest temperature is like
12.
Oh, 9.
9, yeah.
Yeah, and most fridges only get down to like 34, 35.
Yes.
So where are they making this fucking clear ice in the in industrial freezers? I've seen ones where people have taken like an igloo cooler lunchbox and filled it to the brim with water and then put it in a freezer, and it's worked, regular freezer. But because there's so much water there, it takes a long time to freeze, and it pushes all that shit down. And then you still end up with like bubbles on the bottom side.
And then you have to shave it.
And yeah, you shave it and you cut it down to the size you need. It's like, this is
too much work.
Too much work. I'd be willing to do that if I believed it worked. But at this point, I don't even believe that would work. I'd much rather go. There's a liquor store near here that sells vault ice, clear giant cubes, for like $3.99, I think, for a sleeve of four. It's like, yeah, for that, it's fucking way, way better use of my time to just buy ice cubes.
A dollar an ice.
Yeah. I just want a drink that looks like professionally made.
Because
that's the other thing is, my favorite bar in town, they have vault ice, and you know they'll put regular ice in your drink. But if you ask some of their drinks, they specifically use vault ice. And then if they'll ask you sometimes, do you want vault ice or regular ice? And it looks nice because they also have an ice stamp. It's a little brass stamp that has their logo on it. And it's just at room temperature, but you set it on the ice and it melts into the ice.
Huh.
And so your cocktail, the liquid comes all the way up to the lip of the top of this big ice cube. And then it's got their logo stamped into it.
Really
it looks
cool.
Real classy. Yeah. It's like, that's pretty dope. And I thought if I could get good clear ice, you can buy those stamps online for not much. I think I found one for $15, custom logo. And I was just going to go in and do this. My signature with a circle around it. Take this, not this exactly, but
sure.
Scan that. Get it vectorized, put a circle around it, and then send it to the printers and have a nice big thing that I can, now all my cocktails have my little initials in it. And everyone will go, everyone being you and trucking a tuck, will go like, that's pretty fucking cool. Because it is, it's neat. It's a nice touch.
Yeah.
It's like an additional garnish that makes, it doesn't make the drink any better. Yeah. It doesn't make the drink any worse, but it does make it a little more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You eat with your eyes.
You do.
And you drink with your eyes as well.
Yeah.
Cause you make a cool looking drink that isn't really to your taste. You're like, I'd have another one of those again just to like see,
look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There have been a lot of drinks that we've made in the last, so I've been trying cocktails for like the last, I don't know, 6 months, you'd say.
Yeah, sure.
And there's a lot of them that I've made that have looked really nice. Very beautiful presentation. Tastes like shit.
Uh-huh.
And then there have been some that look weird.
Yeah.
Taste really good. And then there have been some like that, the Nixon. I think that one had a really great presentation. And it tasted really good. With the peach skewered with the cherry skewered into the peach. Yeah.
I think I fixed it, but
I don't think you did.
I think I did.
I think you just you made a better drink by watering it down.
I made a better drink, yeah.
Anyway, Tim, you take a Nixon and you add peach soda to it.
Call it a peach fuzz.
Yeah. Is that name already taken?
I hope not.
I'll look it up. Yeah. I'll put that on there. Well.
Or call it Peachgate.
Peachgate. Impeached.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Impeachment.
Impeach. You got a little sprig of mint in there?
Oh, yeah. It would have to have.
Yeah.
It'd have to have a little mint. Yeah.
Impeached.
It could be due impeached. Yeah. Well, that's it. Those are our
many
issues for this month. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the show. We really appreciate it. And we hope you continue to support the show. Be sure to vote for May's movie commentary. I think there's 8 movies on it on the list this month, and that voting is still open for everybody. Dark Man, Over the Top, Parker, Good Morning Vietnam, Grindhouse, Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, 200 Motels, and Master and Commander.
I enjoy that movie.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Master and Commander?
No.
Oh, shit.
I've been interested in it. It's not like I've avoided it.
Yeah, I saw it when it came out of theaters.
Yeah. Interested, just never got around to it.
I haven't watched it since it came out on DVD, but I remember really liking it.
Kind of like Gladiator. I was interested in Gladiator, but it took me forever to see it. Yeah. Great movie.
It is a great movie.
Yeah.
I would put Master and Commander up there with Gladiator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you...
I do remember it being, like, long, though.
Yeah, it is long. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's 3.5 hours, which is part of the reason why I haven't seen it. A lot like Braveheart.
Yes.
Yeah. I almost watched Braveheart once, and I was like, 2 hours and 37 minutes. No.
Yeah.
I just made that number up. I don't even know how long Braveheart is. Too long. It's a 1 1/3.
He makes long movies. Patriot is similarly long.
Patriot, another movie I was interested in. 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Another movie that I was interested in and never saw. It almost was a movie commentary.
It was, yeah.
2 hours and 55 minutes for The Patriot.
Passion of the Christ?
Passion of the Christ is still running to this day.
Yes.
Well, that's it. We'll see you guys next time.